Welcome to the Team ASE podcast. I'm your host, Tony Mala. And in the next 10 minutes or so, we're going to be sharing some information, insight, and inspiration on a variety of topics for individuals already working or thinking about a career in the automotive industry. But there's a lot more to ASE than you may be aware of, and we'll explore the many facets of Team ASE in future episodes. The Team ASE podcast is brought to you by ASE, the National Institute for Automotive Service Excellence. ASE is perhaps best known as the organization that provides certification credentials for automotive professionals. Just like ASE, the Team ASE podcast offers something for automotive professionals everywhere. Join us as we explore what's now, what's new, and what's next in the automotive service industry. It's a journey that won't just help you make a living, it'll help you make a difference. It takes a team to build the future. Welcome to Team ASE. As with many other things in life that require a certain level of commitment and effort to achieve, it's normal to ask, what's in it for me? It's a fair question, and one that I hear often when talking about professional credentials like ASE certification. Certification is all about helping you tell customers, employers, and other people about what you know while showing that you've gone the extra mile and put in the time and effort to be among the best in your profession. But there are other more personal benefits which are often overlooked. In this second of a two-part interview, we'll continue our discussion with Jonathan Couch, one of the newest inductees into the ASE President's Club and a world-class technician. When asking the question, what's in it for me, who better to talk about how ASE certification can help advance your skills and knowledge than someone who's held more than 50 ASE certifications in his career? When I was reading the press release announcing you and the other winners of the 2024 President's Club, you said something interesting. You said when you first got your ASEs, a lot of opportunities presented themselves. Tell me a little bit about that. How has ASE benefited you in your career, just having that many certifications?
Again, the distinction of being a world-class technician or now President's Club, it's a reflection of how much you're willing to invest in yourself. Mm-hmm. Because ASE is 100% voluntary. Nobody ever came to me, put a gun to my head, and said, you have to take an ASE test.
Right.
I did have potential employers gauge the potential employment of applicants based on their resume on whether or not they had ASE or some other certification that was valid, like a Ford or a GM or a Chrysler cert or Toyota, Honda, whoever.
Mm-hmm.
But the key component, I think, is how important certifications and gaining credentials are to the person that holds them. I think the demand for skilled and qualified applicants now is so high that they embrace you with open arms.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the industry employers are starting to realize that we're not working on the same animal we were 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. These are not the same cars. And they take a different kind of person to pursue the required knowledge to get a handle on them. And it's not that they're harder to work on necessarily, but it's different. It takes someone willing to grow themselves with the changing technologies to keep up with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a constant pursuit in being aware of what's coming and being aware of what's out now. And the kinds of repairs that I'm going to say are common are not the same kinds of repairs that we were doing 10, 15, 20 years ago, 5 years ago, even.
Mm-hmm.
And so that constant market shift, if I were an employer looking for a technician to help me, I would look for someone that is willing to make those changes, that is willing to seek out that new information, that's willing to study the new vehicles coming down the pipeline. Because where you could probably pluck a technician out of a shop in the late 60s and plug them into the early 80s, and they'd pick it up pretty quick and do okay, you could not pluck a technician out of 2015 and plug them into 2024 and get the same results. The technology has changed so much in just that time. You really need people that are self-motivated, willing to take the time to grow themselves, be willing to train for what's coming. Just look at the developments that have happened with EVs and ADAS and all the other automation that's coming, autonomous vehicles, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not preparing for it now, you're late.
Have you found ASE certifications are a good way for a technician to kind of do a gut check as to where they are by continuing with the certifications?
Well, to put my academic hat on, you must evaluate your performance by some measure, by some means. There's got to be some method of evaluation. So whether it's a spelling test or whether it's calibrating an ADAS system, you've got to be able to evaluate your performance in those tasks. And the best way to do that is through testing. It's got to be a third party, or it's got to be something that's protected content. It must be based purely on experience. But long story short, yes, you need a way to evaluate. If not ASE, somebody. You need to be willing to be evaluated. You need to be willing to be put to the test. And if you are weak in that area, you need to take a minute to study, to train, to get some additional experience in that category if you plan on doing this long term.
Do you think ASE certification, from your professional point of view, does that? Does it give you that challenge, that third-party experience that you mentioned that you need to properly evaluate where you are and maybe where you need to improve?
I think it does, and I'll tell you why I think ASE specifically is, if not the best option, a good option for that. Number one, it's universal. Okay, if I'm GM certified, that might be recognized by GM, and that's great. All the recognition that comes with it, especially if I'm planning on staying with GM, that's a really good avenue for me to take. But if I ever decide to change gears, or if something unexpected comes along in life and I've got to make some hard decisions, ASE fits anywhere. And it's a globally recognized brand. I think the data supports that they've done a really good job of making sure that it's a valid evaluation tool. Employers know that the batting average of ASE is very high. I think employers know that if someone comes in with ASE certifications, not only are they self-motivated, not only are they willing to be evaluated, but they're also knowledgeable. They have the experience to have gotten through these exams with a passing score. It's valid because it's not something where I can just Google the question real quick and get an easy answer for it. The only maybe segue to that would be the ASE app, you know, where we're supposed to discuss it with one another and talk it through and those things. But ASE has done an outstanding job of polling and surveying the industry, finding masters in their trade to develop these questions into existence. I think the tests themselves cover a wide enough range inside of a good scope where we're not leaning too heavily towards, say, a Ford type of system or a GM type of system. They're very good at making sure that it's a generalized system. And if not, they give you the specifics that you need that you're supposed to play off of for the test question. The relevance of the questions are really good. I've seen other training and evaluation tools out there in the market that maybe don't give you as relevant an evaluation because maybe the questions are old or maybe they're not complex enough. So ASE's done a really good job of making sure that they're staying relevant, that they're staying on top of emerging technologies. I got to tell you, this last time I took the L3, they didn't pull any punches. And you can see they're really working hard to make sure that L3 stays relevant, and they know that's the way we're going. So all in all, yes, it's an excellent evaluation tool for technicians.
Well, I know ASE spends a great deal of time and effort on just what you described, making sure that the security of the questions are maintained. That's the level of credibility that they have maintained since they were founded in 1972. But, you know, you talk about switching gears. You obviously have a passion for performance with Couches Performance Automotive, but you have another full-time position, right?
I do. I'm a technician at Corvette World Houston, not a far departure from the performance engine building and machining that I do. There's actually a lot of overlap in that. It's kind of a neat agreement we've come to where I'm still allowed the latitude to play in the performance realm because we've got a chassis dyno in-house and we still tune and do things for customers, put high performance add-ons and things like that. It's also a service center just for Corvettes. We work on exclusively Corvettes. So shed a tear for me. I spend 8 hours at work playing with Corvettes, and then I come home to my race shop at night. Couches Automotive Racing Services is officially open when I'm here, and we're closed when I'm not. And we're kind of a late night hot rod shop, and it allows me the ability to be a free thinker and play with things and build things for the racetrack. It's legitimate. We have round track race cars we work on almost exclusively us. Anything that's done to those cars, it comes to us.
Uh-huh.
I also sponsor some local racetracks. On the weekends, I work as a tech inspector to make sure the race cars are legal, as another service we offer to the racetracks themselves. Of course, I can't tech our own cars because that's a conflict of interest, but I can tech anybody else's. Our own car, there's another tech guy that does ours.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, when Corvette World needs some engine machine work done or something like that, it comes home with me and I do the machine work and take it back. The benefit to me was the regularity of the market. It's such a specialized market that we have sort of a niche where it's hard for people to find a place that can work on Corvettes and have the knowledge and experience we do with those cars. It's a benefit to them that I came on board because I can do a lot of stuff in-house where before it would have been a challenge, or they would have had to sublet it out to somebody or, you know, take some other avenue. And so it worked out for both of us. And with the regularity, I don't have to beg and hope that the next customer comes to Couches Automotive Racing Services looking for race car stuff done, especially in the late months of the year, like November, December, the off season, and no one's thinking about next race year. They're just trying to shut down for the year.
Uh-huh.
That's when things really die off. But for Corvette people, that's when they're done going to car shows and everything, and that's when they take their car to the shop. So we have sort of an inverse busy schedule versus downtime, and that works to kind of fill in the blanks for especially towards the end of the year. So far so good. And I've found a real home there. The guys I work with are really good, and we all respect each other and get along really well. We all lean on each other, and even though we're all flagging hours separately, we approach everything from a team strategy where if that guy needs help, we all just pile on and get that car fixed or get it where it needs to be. It's a good culture. I'm really enjoying it.
Well, let's see. World-class technician, ASE President's Club, over 50 ASE certifications, working in a Corvette shop in the day, and your own racing shop in the evening. So Jonathan Couch is definitely living the dream.
It's exhausting.
I'm sure. Well, Jonathan, it has been a pleasure, but we're out of time, so I'll have to let you get back to doing what you love. We have been talking with Jonathan Couch, a new inductee into the ASE President's Club, world-class technician and owner of Couch's Automotive Racing Services, about how ASE certification has helped him develop as a professional and continues to do so. Jonathan, thanks again for your time.
Sure.
Take care.
All right, you too.
I hope you enjoyed today's Team ASE podcast. For more information on how ASE can help you grow as an automotive professional, visit the website at www.ase.com. You'll find information on the latest developments in ASE certification, how the ASE Education Foundation is working with career and technology educators to prepare the next generation of automotive professionals, and much, much more. I'm Tony Mala, and thanks for listening.